Hello and welcome. This file is called Milk, and it will give you a strong desire to induce lactation and keep you motivated once you finally do it. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, relax, and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature. And just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit. Because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper as I pull you down. 20. Falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19. As you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control growing stronger and stronger. 18. As you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17. It's freedom limited more and more. It's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16. As I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15. And it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14. Because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13. Because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12. Just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11. As you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10. As I pull you closer in. 9. You feel it. You feel the control stronger and stronger. 8. The leash is getting shorter and shorter. Your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7. And even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6. That's right. You feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5. As you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4. Fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3. So heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2. And you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1. The last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0. I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice, and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say. Now it's time. Time to give you the desire and the motivation to induce lactation. That's right. And I'm sure if you are listening to this right now, you already have the desire to lactate, to be able to produce milk. And we are going to increase this desire so we can tap into it to keep you motivated. And from now on, whenever you see any milk, it doesn't matter if it's milk in real life, a glass of milk, if you see someone drinking a coffee or a tea with milk, if you see a bottle of milk in a supermarket, or even if it's just on TV or an advertisement for milk. Whenever you see milk or you see the word milk, it will remind you of your desire to lactate, to be able to produce milk yourself. That's right. All milk you see will become a trigger for you. And every time you see milk, this desire to be able to produce milk yourself will grow a little bit stronger inside of you. And most of the time, this will simply happen on a subconscious level, and you will never even be aware. Your subconscious mind sees the milk, and it will increase the desire to lactate. And it will just happen in the back of your mind, without you even being aware of it. And yet, your desire to be able to produce milk will grow a little bit, will become a little bit stronger, will be rooted a little bit deeper into your mind every time you see milk, which will most likely be several times every single day. Just imagine how often you see milk, see an advertisement, see someone drinking milk, see a bottle of milk, and even though you're usually not aware that you're seeing it, from now on, this will increase your desire to lactate. Every time, just a little bit. But over time, it will make a massive difference and give you a strong desire, a strong craving to be able to produce milk yourself. That's right. And then, of course, there are situations where you are very aware of it. And maybe it's just you're very aware that you're seeing milk. Or maybe it's when you use milk, when you drink milk, when you buy milk. And whenever you are aware that you are seeing milk or that you are doing something with milk, this desire to be able to lactate will come to the forefront of your mind. That's right. You will see the milk. And you will crave to be able to produce milk yourself. And the awareness of the milk will be pulling on your heartstrings. And your desire to be able to produce milk yourself will become really strong, really intense. Just for a moment coming to the forefront of your mind. And if you're able to enjoy this feeling, it will stay with you maybe for a minute, maybe for two, maybe for five. And if you're in a situation where it's impossible to focus on it, maybe because you're working, or maybe because you have to do something else, you will find that after a few seconds, maybe three, maybe five, it will just fade to the back of your mind again. And yet you will know that your desire to lactate has grown a little bit, has become a little bit stronger, a little bit more intense. The need to lactate growing inside of you every single day. That's right. From now on, all milk will be a trigger for you. And not just real milk, but even depictions of milk, or just the word milk. Whenever you are reminded of milk in any way, and even if it's only subconscious, your desire to be able to produce milk yourself will grow a little bit more, will become a little bit stronger. That's right. And as this desire grows, sooner or later, you will want to induce lactation. And of course you understand that inducing lactation is a longer term project. And because of that, you will really put some thought into it. figuring out the best way for you to fulfill this craving and induce lactation so that you are finally able to produce milk yourself. That's right. You will work out a time schedule because you know that if you really want to induce lactation, you have to do it at least 6 times a day for a minimum of 10 to 15 minutes and over a time of up to 6 weeks. That's right. And so, as your desire to induce lactation grows stronger and stronger inside of you, you will create a timetable that is ideal for you and allows you to fulfill this dream of being able to produce milk. That's right. And once you finally dive into it, once you finally start the project and induce lactation so you can finally experience it and live it, you will find that you can easily tap into your desire to keep you motivated. That's right. Because this deep desire that grows inside of you every time you see milk will grow stronger every day. It will be a wonderful resource to draw your motivation from. And whenever your lactation induction schedule gets too hard, or you're lazy and you want to skip it, you will feel this desire, this craving, coming right to the forefront of your mind and always keeping you motivated. That's right. You will feel it. This need, this desire, this craving to be able to produce milk. That's right. It will always be there. And you know that this desire will always be growing, because all milk will trigger this desire to grow. And so whenever you're losing the motivation for whatever reason, this desire will be there, like a safety net catching you. It will be strong, it will be intense, because you know you want to be able to produce milk. You fantasize about it, you dream about it, you crave it, and you need it. And this strong need, this strong desire and craving is always there to catch you, is always there to keep you motivated, because you already know that this trigger is deep in your mind, and all milk will trigger this trigger. And like all hypnotic triggers, this trigger will grow stronger every time it is used, meaning that every time you see milk, this trigger will become a little bit more effective, increasing your craving, your need to lactate, just a little bit more and more and more. That's right. And this trigger is already deep in your mind. And even though most of the time you won't even be aware that it's happening, it will happen every time you see milk. Your subconscious mind will see the milk and it automatically increases your desire to lactate just a little bit. But as the trigger is growing stronger, every time it will increase it just a tiny bit more than the last time, and the next time a tiny bit more. And sooner or later, the cumulative effect of the subconscious conditioning will become overwhelming, and you want to induce lactation. And you know when you do that this need, this craving, this desire is always there for you, like a safety net, always ready to keep you on track, to keep you motivated, so that sooner or later you will induce lactation and you will begin to lactate and you will be able to produce milk. And before I wake you up soon, I want you to think about how amazing it's going to be when you're able to produce milk, and you know exactly why you want to produce milk, and you can see your motivation, and you can see yourself when you achieve this goal. It is going to be, that's right, just dive into the fantasy, feel it, experience it, see how amazing it is going to be once you're able to lactate, how wonderful it's going to be. And let this increase your desire, increase your motivation. Let it kickstart this whole process that sooner or later, inevitably, will lead you to a point where you are able to give milk and where you have fulfilled your fantasy. That's right. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful. Now let's begin. 0. Go a little bit deeper. Feel all the triggers sinking deeper into your mind, knowing this is going to happen to you. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more alert. 3. More and more awake. 4. As you come back, halfway there or so, alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this state for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes. You will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening to this and goodbye.